Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio, WOL and Fishing. Thank you for tuning in. If you're listening to us on the download, appreciate it. All of our guests in the chat room, Kevin, Melita, we got a couple of guests in there. Guests you can log in with your Facebook or Twitter account, and you can participate in the chat room. If anybody out there, you can call in also and listen to the show. 714-816-4727. Sounds like the dogs are behaving downstairs nicely. Chris, how's it going?
Fine. You want me to go on mute? Can you hear them?
Nah, they're all right for now. Let them be. It's their house, too. So we got Christmas just around the corner, so here in a little bit we'll get to some Christmas ideas, either for you to drop on those that are shopping for you or maybe some gift ideas that you can pick up for other people. But we'll get to that. So if anybody's got anything out there that they'd like to add or share with us on gift-giving time, either put it up in the chat room or you can always give us a call and tell us what you got. But it can be anything we're going to talk right about.
Nothing. I was joking.
I didn't hear what you said.
I say call 555.
No. DR. Yeah. So, all right. But anyway, we got a lot going on this week. Obviously, everybody, it's Thanksgiving, so there's a lot of people hitting the road. So I want everybody to be safe out there if you're traveling. Looks like a pretty decent next few days here for us. Finally, the wind's laid down, so hopefully we'll be able to get out on the water and do some fishing again. It's been rough as crap out here. I don't know where all this wind's coming from, but it sounds like it's up and down the East Coast. A friend of ours went to Florida. Frank Bandy's down there now. Texted me tonight during dinner saying, guess what? The wind's blowing. I said, yeah, welcome to Virginia. But anyway, so hopefully it'll lay down for him too. Melita's asking, any Thanksgiving rituals besides eating, football, and napping? I thought that's what you do on Thanksgiving. Not anymore.
Wow! Cooking! Cooking! Cooking. Lots of cooking!
Yeah. Now, we tried to get away from that one year, and we went out to eat, and that didn't go over too well, so we're not going to do that again, are we?
No, I don't think so. Everybody complained after.
That's funny. You didn't like it either. Don't act like everybody complained. You didn't like it either. Not the same on Thanksgiving. Being home and around family and all. So. But yeah, so everybody have a happy Thanksgiving and be safe if you're traveling. We'll see you next week and hopefully we'll get out there too this weekend and do some fishing. Upcoming too, the following weekend. Am I echoing again?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Yep, echo. We're going to find out why this was. Wish we had a sound guy. That's ridiculous.
You need to be nicer to Steve Chapman.
Well, he can't fix the echo while it's happening.
I don't know.
I don't either. Anyway, December 1st, make sure locally you mark your calendars for the Appomattox River Company Chili Cook-Off and Rigging Party, December 1st, the ARC in hand. All right, this is going to get really annoying. I'm sorry, everyone. I don't know what's going on. Wow.
Amara, go upstairs and close the door.
Can't be it. You're far away.
I don't know. Let's try it. Amara, go upstairs and close the door.
Mm-hmm. It's horrible. All right. Anyway, yeah. So, Appomattox River Company is going to be hosting a chili contest and a rigging party. But the rigging party is also going to be a contest. You're going to get three votes to vote on the kayaks that are rigged. So, if you rig a kayak, you get a three votes. If you don't bring a boat and rig it, you don't get the vote. So if you got anything you want to do to your boat and you're ready to do it now, bring it along with you. Do some rigging. Rumor Control has it very good that Mr. Luther Cyphers of Yak Attack will be there. So not only will you get to meet Luther if you haven't, but maybe he'll give you some help in rigging your boat. I'm sure there'll be plenty of Yak Attack products there if you, you buy from Vic and them and use on the during your rigging session, so it should be fun. Chris says she's entering some chili in the contest. Chris?
Yes? What?
Oh. I said you're entering chili in the contest, aren't you?
I am.
You said you were. You're not
I
now?
Am.
Oh. I thought that was a question. White or red? Chris isn't red. What are you talking about?
White or red, Chris? I don't
chili,
know.
Chili, she wants to know.
Red. Although I do mix in some white ones. Makes it pop.
Yeah, Joe, there's a beer drinking contest. But remember, you can't go far.
I was going to say, Joe, you can't enter no beer drinking contest. It's on the other side of the water. How are you going to get home? Yeah, for all of those people that enter the chili contest, people be nice. Appomattox only has one bathroom.
Not always the instant thing with the chili. It's the next day anyway, so. All right, we better keep it cleaned up there.
Striper man. Stripper man? Striper. That's Striper, right? Which is it?
Striper. Yeah, it's one piece, Striper man. Not the suspicion show. It is. We're talking about a rigging kayak party and chili eating contest. And Joe's going to wash it down with as much beer as he can handle. We'll get you home, Joe. Don't worry. But anyway, so like I said, locally, mark the calendar. Come on down and hang out at Appomattox. Check out all the goodies they got there. Eat some chili, rig some kayaks. Have a good time. Maybe the weather will cooperate when that's all done. We can just drag them over to HRBT and go striper fishing.
Joe, have you been drinking? Come on, that might be a new listener. Bob, but my friends call me.
Well, welcome, Bob. Glad to have you here tonight. Thank you. And Gator Dave just showed up. Mr. Lee showed up, so welcome, everybody. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we're going to talk about Christmas gifts tonight. So if anybody out there has got anything that you'd like to share for Christmas gifts, whether it's something maybe even you want or something you know about that we're not going to mention, haven't mentioned or didn't mention, let us know. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. A lot of the things I'm going to cover tonight and I'm trying to do is stuff that we personally use because we know it works. Just because you see it out there doesn't mean it's great. But just cover some things. I'm also going through the yakangler.com list tonight when we get to it. So you guys aren't familiar, go to yakangler.com. Great bunch of people. Yak Angler is a big supporter of Kayak Fishing Radio. And,
ooh, wait. You know, this
Christmas
might be an opportunity. We got a Yak Angler spot, don't we?
Yeah, we
looking
do.
For a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
That's right. So Adam Hayes and Mark Watanabe over there, always doing a great job. Co-host of the Boondoggles that we have twice a year. Melita, you would ask me that question. I know I just went off on a little crazy moment there. And I'm trying to think of what Vic called those. I know exactly what they are. They attach to your paddle. They have a funny name to them.
They had that last
week. Pogies.
We're talking about
Pogies.
Those.
Pogies. I believe it was. Yes, Pogies were what I think Vic called those. But if I'm wrong, I will get back to you on that. But I'm pretty sure they were called Pogies. Yeah. Trying to look through my back notes here because I don't want to tell anybody the wrong thing. But, yes, definitely I will find out for you. I've been pretty sure that's what they're called. You attach it to your paddle, keep your hands warm. If you're in Florida, Melita, what do you need hand warmers for? I thought it was always sunny.
It gets cold. It gets cold down there.
Oh, I know it does, and they get all panicky when it gets cold in Florida. I've never seen so much North Face gear south of the Mason-Dixon line as I did in Florida. Ridiculous last winter.
Define what do they think is cold?
I don't know. It didn't get much below 60 when they were breaking out all the parkas and everything when I was down there last winter. We were still walking around flip flops. Yeah, we were out to dinner with flip flops on. Everybody looked at us like we were crazy. Yeah. Watch it, Mark. Look at Gator Dave. Dave, you're from Chicago. Don't you even start that. Yeah. Cold is where your toes turn blue. One of your toms showed up. My dog's here now.
Didn't he go fishing with the native boys?
Yeah, he just got back. You should call in, Dave. Tell us about your little weekend, your little two-day excursion there, too. We got plenty of time to fill. Yes, Tom, I see her here. Thank you.
Wow.
See, Ed does get cold in Florida.
Everybody wants that individual recognition. Hey, Don.
Welcome, everyone. There you go.
Don's
here. What's up? All right, we got all that covered. If you're here, welcome. If you're not here, too bad. You're missing out. If you're downloading it later, I already said, but we appreciate it. Don't forget, in the future, you can always go to iTunes and download the show if you miss anything. But yes, Joe, we know you're here. I know. Got you. All right, Mr. President. The new Mr. President of Tidewater Kayak Anglers Association, Joe in the house. All right, what else I got going on? Hey, real quick before I forget, I know a lot of you here partook, whatever the word was I should have used, but thank you last weekend for all the birthday wishes. I had a wonderful birthday, spent the morning with a great bunch of people from Heroes on the Water. Hats off to Corey Ruth for donating his day and giving some wonderful fly fishing lessons. We had a great time. And we got to go poke around the pond there and try to catch some fish. Russell Ham was the winner of the day, I'd have to say, with his catfish on the fly.
On a woolly bugger.
On a woolly, what a Joe called it, a woolly bugger, whatever.
Probably don't want to repeat what Joe called it.
So we had a day full of quotes out there. But, yes, we had an awesome time. Like I said, thanks to Corey. You're right, Tom. Joe. Thanks to Terry and Tom Vanderheiden. There was a lot of fun.
Hey, we got a caller. I'm going to go screen him.
Okay. But it was very cool. Corey Ruth donated his time. Like I said, some fly fishing, casting lessons. And we all had a great time. Had lunch together. It was really good. So, really, like I said, I wanted to thank all of y'all here for wishing me a happy birthday. And for those of you who spent it with me out there at the ponds, I don't know what we call that place, but we're very fortunate to have Terry donate that property to us to use it. Kind of our leisure now, 70-some acres, private water. We use for Heroes on the Waters and other Wounded Warrior-type project events. And she let us come out there. Yeah, Smithfield Lakes. But we had a really good time, so it was a lot of fun. Yeah, Tom, sorry you didn't make it. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time, good times. But anyway, that's all I got about that. We had a good weekend. Blue like always, it has been here. Blue all weekend long. Didn't make it out on the water. So I personally don't have any fishing reports for you, but I do know from working in the tackle shop that the Elizabeth River has been on fire. Trout everywhere. Nice trout. Really good trout. I filled out
8 pounds, 9 ounces.
Yeah, I filled out a bunch of citation trout last Friday, Sunday, whatever day I worked, Friday. And then, let's see, we also had mostly trout. That was it for the weekend. I've heard of some better striper bites coming, some bigger ones, Max King. Anybody who knows Max King locally? No. I'm sorry. Yeah, Echo. This is going to piss me off. I'm going to throw my iPhone across the
Honey, stay calm.
No, not a lot on live bait at all. Actually, a lot of the citations. Now, anybody who's filled out a Virginia citation knows can answer the question however you'd like. So, most of the people say artificial. So,
interesting
speaking
enough.
Of, yeah. Go ahead, because I can't talk without an echo. What were you going to say, Chris?
I said interestingly enough that they've been catching them on artificial, particularly when the weather change gets a little bit more dramatic and a little bit more colder. You would think that they would do better on live bait. The fact that they're not and catching such great trout on artificial is really encouraging.
Yeah. And a friend of ours, Zach Bowles, turned in a awesome fish today, a 9-pound, 8-ounce speckled trout, and he caught that on a. He wasn't too shy to tell everybody he caught it on an electric chicken bass assassin on a 1/2-ounce jig head. So, like I said, all the citations I've done, everything on there said that they were definitely catching them on artificials. So, and the live bait does work in there, but, man, sitting under that cork, that's the only way you can do it. Trolling doesn't work or anything else. It's sitting under a bobber, a float cork, but you don't even like popping cork in it. You'll go into what's called the cove at times, and it'll look like somebody just shot confetti gun all over the place because there's all these different colored bobbers. Looks more like the crappie fishermen with the spider poles out there. They'll have 10 rods off the boat, and all of them have floats on them and live bait. But what happens when it gets a lot colder, the live bait even goes away, and they're forced to use freshwater minnows. For those guys that like to use them, and they don't last too long in the water there, but even the mullet, the mud minnows are pretty much done. So no more gudgeons. Anybody out there, you're not going to get them. They're gone. They're burrowed. They're done for the winter. Mullet's about the only game in town. Crabs are gone. We had a lot of people coming through the shop last weekend looking for fiddler crabs, for togging. That's over with. Done. No more blue crabs. Crabbing season done. So you're down to artificials anyway, or like I said, the freshwater minnows some people get away with using if you have to use the live bait for the trout. But that's about it. But it's going to slow down. It gets cold. It gets colder. So you're going to have to make your presentations a little slower. I would definitely start going into the mirror dyeing category on my plugs, jig heads, you know, with the soft plastics, but real, you know, slowing down your retrieve some. It's going to get a lot colder over there if these weather patterns keep up. Unfortunately, it won't be the winter like we had last year when it stayed a lot warmer a lot longer. But with that being said, oh, look at Andy Bukowski's in the house. He's already went up north for his Thanksgiving week. So, very cool. Who do you say we had on the line, Chris?
Gator Dave is with us.
Gator Dave from Florida. What's up, Dave?
Oh, not much. How you doing there, Mark? Almost called
you. I'm doing well, buddy. I'm doing real good. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing good, man. We had a great weekend.
Yeah, it looked like you passed a couple days. You and the Native group had a great time down there. I was just looking through the pictures that Dee put up right before we went live. Looks like it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Woody, Shane, Mike, and a couple of the other guys from the R&D department come down. And they're talking about upgrading a couple boats, and they're doing like they did with the Slayer. They're going to bebop around the country and get input from fishermen to find out what the fishermen want, how they can make the boats a little better for everybody.
That's awesome. One thing I love about working with Native is that they listen to the people. Automatic for the people. You got a point, they want to listen to it because they need to know. So that's great. How was the fishing?
Fishing, it wasn't as good as it could have been because we had a cold front come through, and it dropped the temperature of the water about 10 degrees in the last week and a half, and then we had some really strong east winds that blew the water out, so we had a super, super low negative tide compared to normal here. But, so we didn't get a lot of the redfish that we normally get this time of year, but we did manage to get a couple of the species that like the colder water, like the trout and the flounder.
Very cool. Yeah, I saw the picture.
They don't mind the cold water, so they stayed active, and all we had to do was find the channels where they were laid up on the bottom, and we got into them.
What was the name of that spot you guys parked at right there where I saw the pictures on D's with Neil Taylor?
That would be Fort DeSoto.
I think that's where I fished with Neil. Isn't that Honeymoon Island or something on the other side?
Yeah, it's right there. That's Neil's home waters there.
Yeah, that's where I fished with Neil when I was down last winter. Very cool. Yeah, so Gibby made it up from Sarasota.
I came up. He came over from the other coast. Steve Gibson was up there for a day from Sarasota. And Neil Taylor and myself, you know, and Ken Taylor also came up.
Wow.
Very cool. Very cool.
It was a great time, you know. Nobody chunked live bait or anything. We did it all on artificial, so that made it even better.
Yeah.
It was good. You know, they only got to spend a day and a half with us, but it was a real, real good day and a half. You know, we sat down over dinner and stuff, and you know, a lot of conversation about things that can be changed. You know, because what they're going to do is, I guess they're going to go to a couple different places and get the pro staffs and the guys that use their boats and find out what the people that use them want in them and how to make them a little more user friendly for guys that fish.
Well, you heard that, honey. That means we got to clear the front yard again. There's going to be the RV parked out front.
Well, you know he's going to park here. He ain't going to go back to Rudy.
Of course, you know, you might have scared him off with all the planes last time, because I think I heard you talking about planes in the past.
I think we redeemed ourselves at the boondoggle. He parked here in our driveway and stayed at our house, so I think he did a little better. He knows better now. He don't trust me, so he knows where the house is, too. So he didn't know where our house was before, so now he knows where I'm at. So
I was talking to Chuck just before the weekend. And he was saying Woody and them actually donated a boat to the boondoggle. And when I was talking to Woody, he's actually going to make it down here. So that'll
be
going to
come for this one, too. Yeah, he came for the Virginia boondoggle, and he's coming for the Florida boondoggle and Carr's Park and President's Day weekend. So, Woody likes
the
boondoggle.
I'll be there.
That's a lot more like Woody, and that's the style. You know, I talked about this before, but that's a little more down to earth for everybody. There's no tournament pressure. It's just a good time, a lot of fun. And that's kind of with Woody being on that whitewater mentality. That's what they all do. You know, they get together to have fun. There's no pressure of a tournament and things like that. So I think that's why he enjoyed it so much. Maybe we can get Mike to come down, too.
You guys that haven't been to Carr's Park, it's one of the most laid-back places you've ever seen. I mean, I know there was a little concern from some people saying, you know, there's going to be so many people. How are they going to get out of here? Well, you got about a quarter mile to a half mile of waterfront property right there on Carr's Park. And a lot of that camping is right along the water, so you can dump in anywhere from there. It's not like you got one little ramp you got to go in at. I mean, there's plenty of place to put in. And, you know, the no-motor zone is only a small portion of that whole Banana River area. There's so much more that you can go to that's in the motor zone itself that, I mean, there's still a ton of fishable area there. You know, everybody says the no-motor zone. Well, that's just because that's a super kayak-friendly spot. You can go the other direction and still have tons of fishable water. And you know, it's not going to be any different than fishing anywhere else. You know, you have an occasional boat go by, which is not a real big deal, you know.
Right, yeah. No, I fished further, I guess it would be north. I don't even know where Chuck took me last time. I couldn't get there again if I had to, but we had a great time. We had a lot of tons of fish where we were, and there was definitely boats all around us, guys pulling right next to us. And all, you're right, there's plenty of water to fish there. You don't have to sit right in the no-motor zone, but I'm sure that would be
a
fun area. Not as much pressure.
I'm stoked about going, because in February 2010 was the first time I was ever there, which is the same time of year, and I ended up with my biggest redfish, which was a 49-incher. So.
Really? Cool?
Yeah.
Very cool.
You know, I mean, it was awesome. You know, I never expected it. And I had three of them besides that were over 32. You know, they were like a 32, a 37, and a 35. And I said, I'm having a really good day. And then at that last one, it was at 49-incher, I was like, that's it, I'm spent. I'm done. I can't top it. Time to help my buddy get something. And he ended up with a couple on the 30-inch range. So, I mean, there's definitely a lot of big fish there.
Very cool. Hey, look who's here. Charlie. Hey, Charlie, what's going on? Chris is just saying in the chat room, I don't know if you got the chat room in front of you, Dave, but we got a big old contingency of Virginians coming down, so the Virginia crew is coming to Florida, so you guys be prepared. We're bringing the whole group.
We'd be glad to have you all come down here and show you a little Florida hospitality.
Well, that's what I got to do, because you couldn't make it up here, so if I got to come down there and see you again, that's what I'll do. I'll make it up just for you, Dave. I'll come out of my way just to see you one more time.
Well, I'm going to have to make it up there because we don't have striper here, so I'm definitely going to have to make it up there sometime to come do some striper fishing.
Yeah, you do. You definitely should come up here. I know it's going to be too soon, this winter.
Yeah, I mean, I've caught a ton of fish, but that's one of the ones that's on my bucket list is a big striper.
Gotcha. Well, you come on up. We'll see what we can do. Put you on.
Sounds good, man.
Very cool. I got you. Stay on the line because we're getting ready to break into the Christmas thing, and maybe you got some suggestions for the folks or anything you want to add to it. So I think we got that, all the other things covered. If there's any upcoming events or anything I missed, you guys please let me know what you got coming up in your local area. I will be starting here after the Thanksgiving holiday to start listing the shows that are coming up. It's, you know, wintertime. Fishing does slow down, but it doesn't mean you got to slow down on your fishing knowledge. Here in Tidewater alone, we have a lot of good fishing shows that come, and I know they happen up and down the East Coast, all over the country, actually, in the wintertime, is when the tackle shows, seminar series, all those things start kicking off. I know I just saw for you guys in the Jacksonville, Florida area, I think it's this weekend. I may be wrong. I don't think it's past yet. No, it's this weekend, I believe. But at Strike Zone, I just drew a blank. Flats Glass TV, their host. What's his name? Somebody help me. Why am I drawing a blank?
Rick Murphy?
No, Flats Glass. T.A. Richardson.
T.A. Richardson. Yeah, that's right.
Gosh.
I'm thinking Florida Insider. Never mind.
Yeah. Right. I just had a big old brain fart. But anyway, T.A. Richardson's coming. He only takes 50 people, but I went last year about the same time. And there wasn't 50 people in that class, and I don't know why 50 people didn't show up, because you get to spend 6 hours with one of the guys I think is very, very knowledgeable in the sport of, he's from over there in your neck of the woods in Tampa Bay area, but great class. It's just really incredible. So if you have a chance to sign up, if you're in the Jacksonville area, Melita, hint, but yeah, I would definitely do that class. Besides for walking away with a bunch of nice goodies, CA really takes the time. What I thought was really cool at that Strike Zone, he was actually in the little restaurant next door. And when he got done, he spent the rest of the day inside Strike Zone. And you could walk up to him, talk to him just like anybody else. And also, he'd walk around the store with you and help you shop. You know, basically, like, this is a good lure. And he would tell you why he uses this, what time of year type of thing. So if you have a... She said that dude is huge. Yeah, he is tall, very tall. CA is really cool, though. Down-to-earth guy. But, yeah, like I said.
He actually does the Florida Sportsman shows and stuff down here. And he's very approachable at those shows, too. I mean, you can go up and talk to him, and he'll tell you anything you want to know.
Yeah, he's very, very cool. So, Chris put up there. I got his autograph. Yeah, I was... Chris encouraged me to go, but at the same time, I think it was tongue-in-cheek because she was kind of mad that she wasn't able to go, but I did get her an autographed picture from CA. But like I said, if you're in that area, you know, what we're talking about is that there's going to be seminars and tackle shows all over the country this winter. Definitely make sure that you take in some of that. There's a lot of good stuff going on out there. And like I said, as time gets closer, I'll start posting up more and more. Chris is, I'm sorry, I'm reading the chat room here. Chris wants a charter with CA, but she doesn't want Joe's autograph.
I tell you what, I'd drive down there one day, fish with him the next, and then go home the next. CA, that would probably be up there.
Well, Melita, while we're at it, if you go to the class, and I forget, I'm probably still good. He gives a discount on his trip if you attend his seminar, too. You get a certain percentage off a trip off with CA. So. But yeah, I'm not plugging CA here. I was really trying to get at the whole fact that definitely is a lot of good stuff going out this winter. Make sure you take it in. But if you are in the Jayville area, I would highly suggest doing that. It was a good day there with CA. But anyway, go ahead.
I was going to say, we also have down here in the wintertime, the Florida Sportsman shows come out, too. It's usually in two locations, like Tampa and Fort Myers, and a lot of the big guys are there, you know, doing seminars and stuff, too. So, yeah, the wintertime is a great time to catch up on all the good seminars and meet the guys that actually design these products and help field test them.
Yeah, and that's just it. You get to talk to them, and that's what the shows, and you go to the, you know, all the vendors that are there, you can definitely... They want to share, and they want to, you know, put you in line. Funny, no sooner did you say that Tommy, hey, Tommy, Tommy Head Jigs is in here. I put you down as one of my two-by Christmas list things. You guys need to go check out Tommy Head Jigs. He sent Chris and I quite a few packs of his jig heads, and we've been really pleased with them. But that's the thing. You get to go to these shows and see that people like that, and, you know, they're in there at their booth, and they'll talk to you, and they'll answer questions and help you out. So it makes for a lot of nothing better. You know, I always say it's one thing to do, like, do this radio show. You talk to people and tell them what's going on. But when you can stand there toe-to-toe with somebody and ask them questions and see what kind of gear they're using or whatever the case may be, then it really helps. So, but anyway, so we're going to move on to Christmas now. Christmas, not now, but we're Christmas shopping. So, like I mentioned at the top of the show, Yak Angler had put up a nice little list of Christmas presents. So, to kind of help support that, and like I said, Yak Angler is always good to us. I was going to go through the Yak Angler list and kind of add some things as we go along. Some of the things I already... some of the things that were already in Yak Angler, I already had written down on my list, things I was going to suggest. I like to talk about stuff that we use just because I know that it works. So if it's out there, you know, just because it's on the market or you see it in a magazine doesn't always mean it's great. But things like this that have been tested and getting reviews done on it and things like that, the Yak Angler does. So it kind of gives you a good feeling about it. Somebody wrote about it, used it, and tried it. Now, obviously, all these things on here, we're going to go through some of them. Not everybody's going to rush out and buy a new $1,000 kayak or whatever the case may be. There's things you can put on your list. Maybe it's the list that you're going to hand somebody because you're tired of getting ties and fruitcake of the month presents. But we can definitely go through the list. Or just suggestions for little things for if you have somebody on your Christmas list that fishes. I'm trying to work this website here. What?
Those darn things just won't freaking go away. Don Red Card. I said I wasn't going to give out any cards, but just for the fact that you brought those up, those darn Go Girl things again, Red Card to Don.
I can't see the chat room now because I opened a new window, so maybe it's a good thing. But anyway, like I said, go to yakangler.com. They have the Christmas list up there. Let's see if I can... I'm going to mess this all up tonight. All right, I'm going to copy, put it up in the chat room. So if anybody has... What do you guys do, girl, Kate? Speaking of cake, I had an incredible birthday cake, once again, made by Miss Debbie Vanderheiden. If y'all didn't see our pictures we put up of that cake she made this weekend, fly basket with fly reel, all edible. I'll have to share those again. But anyway, incredible cake. Yeah, I said cake, Andy. You missed out on some great cake. Sorry. We didn't save any for anybody. You got eight. Slam up. Yeah. All right, back to the Christmas stuff. I'm trying to figure out how to do this. Oh, there you go, Mark. Look at me. I'm using you guys as my learning curve for my computer skills. All right, some of the things I had wrote down and some of the things that are already in here. One thing is, and then we'll go on the inexpensive side, but great little gifts are the boomerang snips. Who wants a pair of those?
Oh, I love those. I have them in a multitude of colors. You can get them in a color to match your PFD.
We all think about that. Do you have a pair, Dave?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah,
I have a set of felines, but the boomerangs are usually a little more handy than the pliers are.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, if I'm just nipping some line or something, I usually, in my Mariner, I got the little web side pouch there, and the boomerangs are always right there, you know, easy reaching. Take it out, and, you know, I've been through a couple blades on my felines, and my original boomerangs are still working on the braid, so they hold up for a long time.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When you said that's the biggest thing, the braid, that's what sold me on them. I saw them for the first time a couple of years ago at one of those tackle shows, and they were cutting 80-pound braid like it was nothing. So anything that can cut 80-pound braid and go right back and cut real small and tight on mono is a good tool. They're very inexpensive, under $15. And actually, I think Boomerang has already came out with it. And if not, it'll definitely be out before the holidays because I talked to the rep for Boomerang just recently. They're going to do like a three-pack deal. So you get like basically two for one in the pricing, but there's a three-pack combo. So you'd have to break them out of the blister pack if you're going to put them in stocking stuffers or little gifts for somebody. But you're going to get a deal on them there. But definitely Boomerang. Then Boomerang also came out with their new pliers, which are really nice. And I think they're on the lines of probably what your P-line pliers you were talking about. And they have straight up pliers, and then they also have the pliers with the split ring nose on them for using for your, you know, changing split rings out. And they have the same cutters on the inside of the pliers. They're all aluminum tungsten carbide cutters. They're very nice split ring ends. Yeah, so they're very cool. Go check them out. So there's something for your list. Another great thing, I guess there's all kind of stuff you can go look at there, but to go check out Yak Attack, as always, Luther's always coming out with something. Anybody who keeps up with Luther, I don't think he's going to make it available by Christmas, but it's his crate that he's designing now.
Not to mention the interesting part about that, if you ever follow Luther, not only is Luther making a square one, he's also making an oblong one, which would be interesting for people like me.
Because you like oblong.
Because I like my stuff in front.
Yeah. In the Tegra, she had no room behind, so.
I do,
yeah, and Luther,
but I like to have my stuff up front.
You already got a pack. We'll have to get you a Yak Attack pack. Is that what you're hitting?
I was going to say, what's wrong with having more? How many do you have? I feel like
I'm just lying. I'm just doing the math now on a trip with C.A. Richardson or a Yak Attack crate. I'm thinking I'm doing better on the Yak Attack crate thing. That's all.
Oh.
Just joking.
What,
yeah, Luther, Yak Attack.
Funny?
What's that?
Nothing.
Everything between his mighty mounts, the adaptive tracks that he's got, all the different things on there, a lot of different accessories. So, like I said, again, you can put that on your little hint list if you want, or shopping for someone out there. The Yak Attack 8-foot park and pole also now for stakeout pole Luther's got. So that's another great thing. Like I said, I'm going through a lot of this just reading off of the list, actually, Yak Angler did, because it was a very good list. Some of that I already mentioned, but Tommy Head jigs. Go check out Tommy Head. I've been very impressed with his jig heads. Tommy, I know I owe you a phone call. Called me the other day. I was busy spooling reels, and I hadn't gotten back to him, but definitely do owe you a phone call. What else is out there? Oh, yeah, more Yak Attack stuff. The Vizzy Carbon Pro. Can't knock safety. If you're not familiar with that light that Luther made, Vizzy Carbon breaks down into the bag that it'll store in, but that same bag can be used as a flag on there. So that's another great Christmas item. Anybody else have any suggestions out there on Christmas items? Don't forget, I'm up in the chat room.
Gift card.
Yeah.
Don't read the chat room.
I know one of the things that's popular down here with a lot of the cat guys are the fish grips. You know, they're real inexpensive, and they float.
The floating ones.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, made by Norton's. Yep, Norton's fish grips.
Don't read the chat room, honey. You're reading the chat room, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to read it because you told me not to, and I don't want to get myself all confused. Overboard rods, they were also on the list. Great rods. I have yet to see or use one, but I've heard a lot of great things by them. Dave, have you seen or used any of them? Have you seen the overboard rods?
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
I haven't. I don't, as a matter of fact, I don't know anybody that has. And, you know, I've heard, you know, on the chat boards and stuff, I've heard good things about them, but I haven't actually seen or used one myself. And I don't think anybody's carrying them local to me here. You probably have to get them right from their website, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, I don't know. They're out of Jacksonville. They're in your state, so you guys have probably seen them before. Tackle shops and places like that up here would see them. But, yeah, definitely they're in Florida, so I don't really know where they're available. Maybe somebody in the chat room that might know. I know they have a great contest going on right now. But, yeah, I'm not really sure. And then on the pricier side of things, I guess, we could always talk about kayaks. There's a lot comes out right now. Plus, right now, to be honest with you, is a good time to look if you're shopping or in the market to upgrade or just add another kayak to your house, because all the 2013s are going to be coming out soon. So a lot of your kayak retailers are going to be kind of playing a little money battle there with their prices of their boats, trying to get rid of some of last year's stock to make room for the incoming new stuff. So it's not a bad time, unless the model you're looking for has made a lot of changes between this year and next year's models. And that's all you really happens. A lot of times people say, well, I want the new model. But if there's no major changes made to it or nothing's really been done to it, it's just a 2013 and not a 2012, you can save a couple bucks, then what makes sense to me to go ahead and buy the 2012, because, people always ask me about, like, rigging and all those things on boats anyway. So most of the stuff that you're going to do to the kayak, you're going to do afterwards. You're not buying a lot of the accessories with it. So unless they've made some major modifications to the boat, then go ahead and, just like they say, now's the time of the year to buy your car at the end of the year, too. But, so if you're looking to make a major purchase like a kayak, now would be the time. And a lot of boats have, recently hit the market. I can definitely say for sure that the Slayers are popping up in stores more and more. They're finally getting out there. The 12s and the 14.5s are already selling over at Appomattox. I saw Get Outdoors. They pulled in a parking lot at 1 o'clock yesterday with their delivery, and the post came on Facebook around 4 p.m., and they'd already had two go out the door. So the Slayers are moving. Get out there, they're selling. Hopefully everybody that's put their orders in. I know a lot of places were taking pre-orders on the Slayer. Did you get to paddle around in the Slayer this week down there, Dave?
Yeah, he had a few of them. He had the 12s and the 14s here. I actually kept my son out of school yesterday, and he paddled around the 12 all day yesterday. So he had a gas now. He loved it. He's already told me his redfish is going up for sale. Slayer's coming in, so... Yeah, he loved it.
That thing is the bomb, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's definitely set up nice for fishing. It's real comfortable. It's real easy to stand in, and now they're available. So that's a good thing. The wait is over. It's been anticipated for a long time, and Woody couldn't believe the response he was getting from all the people anticipating the release of it. He just said it's been one of the most anticipated boats they've ever had. And it kind of bummed them out that it took so long to get it done, and they just wanted to make sure it was done right when they did release it.
Yeah, I see Chuck flaming in the chat room there, because they haven't gotten theirs. They're getting them out, Chuck. They're getting them out. Believe me, we as pro staffers and endorsed guides, I had talked to Woody the other day. I said, what? He's like, we got to get them to the stores, brother. I said, I understand.
Yeah.
They got to fill their quotas at the stores, get the... They don't make money when they give boats to us, but they make money when they get them in the store. So,
yeah, we're last on the list, he said. He's got to throw all the commitments for people that paid up front.
That's right. So, they're moving. They're coming out. So, you'll get yours. No, it doesn't glow in the dark, Melita. So, somebody asked if they glow. I'm going to go back to the chat room now, Chris. Is it safe? Make sure.
No, not quite. Nope. Just pass. Anybody have any questions or any suggestions what they would like to see, or maybe what they would like from their significant others for Christmas?
Another thing that's probably going to be pretty popular to Mark and Chris is the GoPros. They got the new Hero 3s are out, and I know a few weeks ago Target clearanced all the 2s at $89. So look for a lot of the bigger places like West Marina. They all close out their orders. A lot of them will probably start clearancing the 2s now that the 3s are hitting shelves. So you might
there
be able to pick one up cheap. You might be able to pick one up cheap if you check. And I've been looking online, like the Craigslist and stuff, and there's a lot of people selling brand new ones for right around the $200 range. So they're already down from $300 to $200.
The 2, you're saying they're selling like crazy. So I don't do much of that.
Yeah.
I'm lucky if I remember to pull out my regular camera, but let alone...
I'm on a couple of the boards down here, and one of the guys posted up that the Target had them at $89, and I called every target from Tampa to Fort Myers here and there, all had sold out already. They told me, yeah, that was last week. And he said the minute they hit the shelves, everybody knew about it. They came in and grabbed them all. I'm like, man.
Wow.
I would like to have got my hand on a couple of those. You know, I'm still running the old time ones.
Well, I suggest, guys, now everybody's all gung-ho in the chat room. I suggest you all just call your local Targets on that one.
Yeah, it's been about 3-4 weeks since they clearanced them, so there's probably not a whole lot left out there. You know, if they had it underneath a shelf or something, they might have one left, but that would be about the only way you're going to find one. But, you know, some of the bigger stores that didn't do like Target did, they're going to start lowering the prices on them, I imagine, because they can't ask the same price for a 3 as they're getting for a 2, you know?
Huh. That's funny. Everybody just left the chat room. Thanks, Dave. You just cleared the whole show. Everybody's on this show, too. Yeah, like I said, I don't even think about that stuff because we're not big. I'm not big. I take pictures with my client, you know, but taking pictures is about as far as it goes. I still have an old 10 megapixel.
I know the only thing Target's got left now is if you go to their site, I know they do have, like, all the accessories that go with it. They do have a lot of that stuff still on clearance, but they don't have the cameras anymore.
Okay. Yeah, but you're right. There's something I would have never thought of, and even what you just said, accessories. Accessories for the GoPros, whatever they may be. I know I've seen the little YouTube videos with the housings and all the different stuff that goes along with them, but, so you can definitely, you know, if you know somebody that already has a GoPro, and takes us right back to Yak Attack with the panfish portrait and the panfish mount and all that stuff. So, if you know anybody out there so you know somebody that's got a GoPro, and those work for regular cameras too. So, if you've got somebody that just wants, you know, something to put their camera on other than, you know, hanging it over the edge or whatever and being sketchy with it, you can get those items like Luther has there. So, that's very cool. Now we got a whole thing going on about cameras in the chat room, and that's where I get totally lost.
And there's another item. There's another Christmas item is a halfway decent, just a waterproof camera. You know, don't go as, you know, extreme as the GoPro, but a lot of the waterproof cameras, like I got one of them Optio, the Pentax, and it's actually got a video mode on it, so it's not too bad, and they're pretty reasonable, you know.
Is that the one with the GPS thing in it?
No, that one don't have the GPS. The newer one does, but the old one don't. I've got mine's a couple years old, but I mean it does shoot. It shoots high def video, and I think it's a 12 megapixel camera. You know, and it was only about $200. So, I mean, you know, it's pretty reasonable. It holds up well. I can take a picture from the top of the boat, and then when I'm doing a release, I can actually stick it under the water and take a picture of me releasing it in the water. So, you know, you win on both sides with that one.
Yeah, I have a waterproof camera. It's been in the water so many times now. The little door for the battery, I got to take a knife and, like, wedge it open and stuff. It's gluing itself
A lot of times if you have a problem like that, you just write the company, you send it in, and they'll put a new door and a seal on it for you, or if it's a manufacturer problem, they'll just replace the camera for you. Most of the companies are pretty good about that.
Yeah, I'm going to try that trick. When I send that camera into them, they're just going to laugh and be like, I might as well be taking a chisel and a stone out there and making pictures of that as old as my camera is now. I can chip off some, what do you call that, writing on the side of a rock wall or something.
Oh, you got one of them cameras where the guy stands behind you with a flash bar? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I got
about?
the big gunpowder, poof.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
I get one shot at a time, yeah, so you better hold it right when you're taking a picture with a fish.
Make sure it's not moving.
Yes, sir. No, it ain't that bad, but, no, it's a good camera. It's an Olympus. I don't even know what it is now. It's an Olympus. It's waterproof and all, but, yeah, it's getting old now, so anything else? What else we got out there for Christmas suggestions? Like Chris said, though, there's always the flip-back gift certificate or whatever to your local tackle shop. Try to support local tackle shops, local paddle shops. But it's always a good fallback, too, especially when it comes to, like, buying tackle and things like that. Don't be taking a chance on buying somebody something because either they might have it or won't use it. So the gift certificate's always – and it packs and wraps so easily. You can get a lot of those. And
also,
put them in an envelope.
Buy American.
Yep, good point. Keep it here, keep it local. It always helps. Keep
whenever
everybody
possible, buy American.
Pelicans 1400s. I'm sorry, I'm reading too in the chat room and listening. Yeah, that's
what
I
was
meaning.
That was me.
Olympus stylus. Yeah. No.
Yes. Somebody was asking about waterproof cases, and I like the Pelican 1400 cases. It'll hold a DSLR and keep it pretty safe when you got that high end camera like that.
Yeah, I got a video camera too. I don't think I've only used it for Amara's violin concerts.
We have a video camera.
See. Yeah, remember we used it that one time for Amara's violin concert.
I don't even know where that camera is.
Well, I know where it is, but anyway, but this goes to show how much picture taking and videography we do. So we just get friends like Corey and Andy and all that have cameras that can take great pictures. They got lenses that can tell you the weather for tomorrow on their cameras. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, well, we're close to the top of the hour. We're filling it up. Anybody else has any suggestions? Before you know it, Christmas will be here. We'll be out there on Black Friday shopping and all that craziness. Go fishing. Leave the roads alone. It's going to be crazy out there anyway. Weather's going to be nice here. I think I got to work at the tackle shop. You can come to the tackle shop and do some shopping and come see me. How about that? But anyway, like I said, we're close to the top. Thursday, Thanksgiving, everybody, you got a lot to be thankful for. Right here and foremost, being able to sit wherever you're sitting and listen to Kayak Fishing Radio, freedom and liberty to be able to do that, something to behold right there. For thankful, but I'm sure everybody in the chat room, everybody listening, you all have something to be thankful for. So think about that on Thursday. We really appreciate you guys as always. So, a lot of fun here. Dave, appreciate you calling in. I hate you at times because you got to fish with the gang down there and I wasn't able to join, but it looks like you guys had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did. It was great. You know, I wish you could have been down here this time. I mean, that's how I met you the first time, is one of the native trips. And, you know, we'll get together again. You know,
maybe
you'll
make
the
native
then,
trip
I'll
up here.
Oh, yeah. You know, if they have one up there and I get an invitation, I'll definitely try to make it. You know, I try to make as many as I can.
So yeah, we'll try to get you on that big striper up here.
And I will see you at the Boondoggle. I know that. You along with Chuck, and get to meet a bunch of people I see on the chat board all the time. Haven't met yet, so I'll get to meet a bunch of them guys.
Yeah, a whole bunch of the ones that are sitting right here tonight are coming on down. So
we're bringing our own crew down there.
The Virginia Invasion.
And I got a bunch of guys here that don't follow the radio show that are actually coming up here with me just for this thing because I've been pushing it down here, you know. I mean, a couple buddies of mine opened a shop right here in town. They're selling natives and, you know, wilderness and everything else there. And,
oh, that's the wall. The wall. What's that called? The ball?
West Wall. Yeah, West Wall Ballers. Yeah, two
very
good
cool
friends of mine. I helped him. I helped set the shop up and stuff, and you know, I'm rigging the kayaks and stuff for him. And everybody that comes in there and looks at kayaks and stuff, we tell them about the Boondoggle coming up. You know, tell them it's a good place to come socialize and meet a bunch of crazy people.
Yeah, that's the guy that does the Flats Pirate deal.
Yeah, Steve Hall.
Yeah, that's him. All right, that's it, Steve. I knew his name, but couldn't think of it. Very cool. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Tell him to come on out. Very cool.
Yeah,
that's right. So
he learned really quick the best way to stop fishing is to open a kayak fishing store. he found out when you own one, it's not like when you work at one. When you work at one, you can take days off. When you own one, you're there. Right now, you know, the business only started up a couple months ago. He's there 7 days a week, selling boats 7 days a week. So,
well, good. Well, that's good. That's good that he's doing business. It's good that it sounds like it's turning out good. I don't understand how it couldn't be good in your neck of the woods and down there. I mean, you basically got it year-round, much like we do here, but we got a different breed of person that can fish year-round here. You got to be willing to brave a little colder elements. I know you think it gets cold down there in Florida, but it's not as cold as it gets here.
Well,
so.
It's funny though because we got all the snowbirds down here,
mm-hmm.
and they're all right now. They're all buying paddle boards, and they're all jumping in that water with the paddle boards. You know, we try to keep warm. To you guys, this water's warm. You know, when it hits the 60s. To us, it's cold. And it's only you said I was from Chicago. Well, I've been down here 20 years, so I'm acclimated. You know,
right.
It's been a while since I've been up here in the wintertime. I haven't seen snow in a long time, so. It's after a while you do get acclimated to it, and you know I don't whine as much, but I'm one of the guys that when it's 99 degrees in the summertime, it doesn't bother me, so I don't complain about the humidity and stuff, so I got a right to complain about it.
I prefer the heat. I don't mind the heat either, but we live here, so you got to suck it up and just go do what you got to do. So definitely, Charlie, you're asking what's that site again? What's the site for what? I don't know what he wants to know, so. Or is he asking for Andy's site? I don't know. But anyway, like I said, appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. It's 9 o'clock. We'll let you get on with your Tuesday. As I said at the top of the show, if you are traveling for Thanksgiving, please be safe. Enjoy your time with your friends and family. Get out there on the water. Do some fishing, hopefully, over this long weekend. Weather looks pretty decent here. We're finally getting the winds to lay down, so... Should be able to get out on them. Andy, you went north, so now the winds are laying down, so we'll all be able to get out there and fish. Hurry back. Maybe you can go get your tog. And then. So I don't think I'm missing anything. Don't forget, December 1st, mark your calendars, the chili, what is that thing called? Chili cookout.
Cook-off, rigging party.
Chili cook-off and rigging party at Appomattox River Company's Hampton location store. I think that's a wrap. Really appreciate it. Everybody, happy Thanksgiving. Dave, once again, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. All right, Chris.
All right.
Hit some buttons. Get us out of here. Good night.
On this Thanksgiving, please remember all of our troops overseas. I'm wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving and tight lines, everybody. No matter where you're fishing, remember, take your children fishing. They're our next generation anglers. Good night, everybody.